This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
One second. Stop. Okay, now let's do Sif Membeis. Shin shel tefillin. The shin of tefillin halach l'moshe misina shiyasa ba'ar habatim shel rosh kemin shin boiletes. So halach l'moshe misina, you should make in the hide of the batim of the rosh like a shin that protrudes mikimte ha'ar, from the creases of the leather. Echad miyimin ve'echad mismel, one on the right and one on the left. Shel yimin ha'miniach, on the right side of the one wearing it, shel gimel roshim, the shin has three heads, v'shel small of the left, ha'miniach, shel arba roshim, it has four heads. Which is a pella. Why do we have four heads on the shin? But there's an interesting Ben Ishchai and Ben Yoyada who says it represents the 600 or 700 Sidrei Mishnah that used to be before it was lost. Says Rama Hagamiu, im hippach enoi nifsal. If you flip it around, it's not possible. Says the Mishnah Brura, halacha Moshe Misinai. If the shin got ruined, let's see if we could get this on the screen here. The shin got ruined, so it's not nicker like over here. You gotta fix it anew. Similar to if it lost its squareness, you have to do it anew. Even though before we brought it was a yesh oimrim if it loses its squareness, if you have to fix it. But we said that that's unanimous. Kamin shin. Kuf tzadi aleph. Like a shin boiletas. Umashma ba'achroinim. De temunai shinin shalon shanoisim atulin. Dai deloi b'ina dafka ksav stam mamish. Elo dugma uminok soifrim kayoim beizim kos lahado asosim kusav shuris mamish. He says that the image of our shin that we make in the tefillin, it doesn't have to be kusav ashuris, kusav stam mamish. Meaning, it's like a shin. But it could be a shin, as long as it looks like a shin. It doesn't have to be any specific kind of shin like you write in a Sefer Torah. Oh, meaning, again, let's read that again. Amashachon, the Temuna shin in Shalano, our picture of a shin, Shano Oysen, Betulim, die, that's enough. Meaning our regular shin is enough. To Lavelina Dafka Ksav Stam Mamish. You don't have to make it Mamish a siva ashuris of shin. Look in the Bir Halacha. Shin shel tefillin halacha mishin k'mo shin. I'm mishmer lafiu k'sav shalano elo dugma hu. It's only a dugma. The letter shin is only a dugma. Mehabach. This comes from the Bach. Ulefize yesh la'ayim b'mad pasak hanun aleph. I don't have what that is. The nishmas adam dim yesh k'tzas hefsek. Then Hayud Lahashin, the Hainu Shein Magia, Beshula Yatang, the Ma'akib, the Yavikum, as if the Choy Labach, Epsha, the Ragle Chazil, Tzor, Mizar, Lili, Kuv. In other words, let's say you have like this in picture Gimel, where the middle head doesn't reach the bottom. According to the Bach, it's not a din, it has to be the Ois Shin. It has to look like a Shin. So it could be it's not Ma'akib. Fine. Simkatan Kutzali Bez, Boiletas, Vim Osa Shin Beklaf Acher, Vahidbek Bedavek Alabe Abayas Pasal. Let's say you made a shin on a different piece of cloth, and you glued it on, it's Pasal. Mekamed Ha'ar. You wrinkle the leather. The Hanisha Mekamed Ha'ar Bim Malakid. You use a instrument to wrinkle the leather. Aydek Fila. By doubling it over, until it becomes the branches of a shin. So you basically double it over with some kind of instrument so that it protrudes. To use a mold, that is, if you have a image, you have a mold with a protruding shin, and you push the mold into the hide. The Achron Ramash is better not to do this. Uva Knesset Agdola b'shem Chubas Harama Kasev Dezel Yoiser Hider. Knesset Agdola brings from Ramami Pano that this is better. V'chein Aminik Pasher Kayoim La'Soisin B'tpus Mavnei Shaydeze Yeshal Toyer Shin B'chol Yuseha V'ziyuna. This way, it has the image of a shin in its components. V'zivuna, I guess, in its blender, yoiser mehashin hamekumetes mehaar, as opposed to just squeezing it and wrinkling it. If you wanted to have the beauty of a shin and the components of a shin, if you use a mold, it comes out better. So yamin haminia, the right side should be three headed. The ein chilg v'zevin iter la'acher the basri yamin esmal the ama azlinan. We go by the yamin and smal of the world. Doesn't matter whether you're a righty or a lefty. Now this is talking about the tefillin shel roish. Obviously, tefillin shel yad doesn't have anything. So I don't know, why would you think it makes a difference? Are they not like right-brained? I guess there are right-brained people and left-brained people, but you know, but it doesn't matter. Tuf tzadi hey, enoy nifsal. If you're mahapich, it's not pasal. Avam also the shnei atzadim rak shin shel shosh rozen or arba pasal. If both sides of the shin were three or four, it's pasal. But kol shekein mchisa legamri shin echad. Certainly, if you're missing a shin on one side, it's going to be pasal. Okay, Rabbi, say thank you very much. We'll hold it over here, and tomorrow we will go for Se'if Mem Gimel, and we'll at least for now we're a day ahead. Thank you very much. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
Rabbi Gladstein.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.